going to need the jungle karma. And they sure as hell got it. You go ahead and you roll that, Alvin.
That irrelevant. Clock is 6 seconds left. And this will be the final play. Bryn going to go to the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tulsa! J.C. Santana! Davis Bryn Magic in Oklahoma!
Oh, that does not do it justice. Davis Bryn! Juan Carlos Santana! Touchdown! Have some Tulane! Have some world! Have some planet Earth. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I told you that was a special connection. Now, I'm not going to say that Davis Bryn to J.C. Santana is better than Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm sure as hell tempted to say that. These guys are clutch as hell. So now the game goes to overtime. The teams trade field goals in the first overtime. Let me be honest. At that point, I'm not sure how Tulane is even still standing. Credit to them. They just got stabbed in the heart on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Now they've got to go to overtime. But if you thought that Hail Mary to tie the game was painful, if you thought they got stabbed in the heart on that, they were about to deal with something even worse. In the second OT, Tulane has the ball. They've got third and goal from the Tulsa 3. Again, Alvin, not only do I want you to roll this, I want you to roll the hell out of this.
Pratt gonna throw. Pratt pressured. It is picked off by Zaven Collins. And the player we debuted at the beginning of the game is gonna end it for Tulsa in double overtime. You have got to be kidding me. Zaven Collins, Tulsa, double digit comeback. Again, and they will win in an all-time thriller against Tulane.
A 96-yard pick six ball game. Thanks for bleeping coming. Shut it down. We're freaking going home. The rare walk-off pick six in OT. Zaven bleeping Collins if you need him. And yes, I will remind you that he was one of the guys that Philip Montgomery and I talked about on Tuesday. Then he shows up absolutely huge last night. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Legends. Hail Mary to tie that game. Pick six and double OT to win that game. Not dead. Can't quit. Let me just recap this week. Tulsa head coach Philip Montgomery comes on the show. Tuesday, he does a good interview. Thursday, they lose their starting quarterback to injury. They lose their backup to injury. Then the third stringer throws a Hail Mary to send that game to OT. Then they walk it off with a pick six in OT. Tulsa wins. The karma wins. Tulsa's 5-1. The karma's undefeated. No hard feelings, dopes. I accept every last one of your apologies for ever questioning me or the Jungle Karma. The winner and still undefeated, untied, heavyweight champion in the history of the world, Jungle Karma.
Karma.
Jungle Karma.
And never, ever more evident than right there. Hell yes. Good on you. So next time we call you and ask you to do the show, don't do it for me. Man, do it for you. Do it for you. When we come back, I got something for you. The Big Head. Big Head Bets. James Kelly. If you need something to think about going into the weekend, he's got it for you. Rashard Higgins of the Browns coming up next hour. Albie's Week That Was next hour. The ATP next hour.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Since I demand accountability since I demand responsibility, since I demand ownership, I will be the bigger man and I will apologize. I do owe you an apology. And this is not some trick. I'm not going to go Conor McGregor with it. I am here to apologize. I am sorry. I am very, very sorry that some of your lives did not turn out the way you had hoped. Because that is the only way to explain some of you idiots trying to poke holes in my jungle karma. Like, there's actually a couple of idiots that are on Twitter that are calling saying, oh yeah, hold up now, Rome. I remember back in 2004 when you had Mike Gundy. Stop. Just because your life did not turn out the way you had hoped that it would doesn't mean that my karma isn't undefeated, because it is. Stop doing it.
Bona fide idiot.
Get with the program, man. Wake the hell up. You're going to tell me that this cosmic force does not exist, that there's not some magical force that's bigger than me that is guaranteed. The hell there's not. Listen how stupid you sound. So I am very sorry. Very sorry that you did not get everything you thought you were going to get in this life. I'm sorry. The karma is real. The karma is foolproof. Stop trying to document cases where it didn't work. Come on, do better. Be better. And then look in the mirror and realize how foolish you look and sound. I mean, come on. For all the ones who get it done, there is Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry to help keep your facilities safe and your people even safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop on by. It's time. It's Friday. You know what that means. Time for our weekly installment of Big Head Bets. By now, you're familiar with the drill. XR4TIR, James Kelly, has a gigantic dome, and it's filled with data. Lots of data.
Take that for data.
Data that he is willing to share with you heading into the weekend so you can get down and you can get paid. James Kelly has specific insights that will enable you to be way more informed as you watch all the action this weekend. Because after all, anything we're about to discuss is for entertainment purposes only. And if for any reason you do decide to use this entertainment-based intel to get down with, you do so on your own accord. Remember, never wager anything that you can't afford to lose. Now that I got that out of the way, how you living, Head?
Jim, I'm living wonderful after last night. Weird Russ got it done for me.
Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to tag this guy Weird Russ? It's just Russ. Russ.
AC Adam.
Hey, one more thing. And you're already off to a bad start. Your segment, your picks, all right? Your segment, your picks. But if it's not too much to ask, I'm going to ask that you keep Jeffrey Toobin's name out your mouth. All right, Head?
Okay, I could do that. No tubes, but I will say, you know, it wasn't very cool of CNN to kind of let him hang out there on his job status, Jim. So maybe they can get back to him pretty quick here, but I will not go there. I promise.
Yeah, well, thanks for not going there, Big Head. Well done. All right, and a nice double entendre, too. Man, just stick to the picks, Head. One of the biggest matchups of the weekend, Green Bay v. Indy. I know that you're going off Packers +2. I know you saw that. At least where I'm checking the line, the last time I saw it, it dropped Green Bay +1. What's the number you're seeing? How are you playing this one?
I'm seeing +1.5 for the Packers. I hit the Packers at +2. Question is Indy's D actually elite, Jim? And the numbers say they are the stingiest unit in the NFL. I mean, you can't move the ball against these guys. They and the Rams are the only two teams that actually allow opponents under 300 yards per game. But I feel Indy's numbers are a little misleading, to say the least. Their talent isn't as good as the Rams. This is a good D, but it's not elite. They have feasted off of inferior teams and inferior quarterbacks. Aaron is not that. I like the Packers, but I am a little worried here about Davante Adams and his health. When healthy, he's the only wideout averaging more than 100 points per game. So if he's gone, I like this a lot. Points.
Devontae's not averaging 100
points yards per game. Yeah, my bad on that one. But him against that secondary, you got to like Aaron Rodgers.
Jokes about Tube hanging out. So come on, man.
My point is, though, the offense is a different level when Devontae's playing. The Aaron Rodgers on the road, it's the best offense in the NFL, Jim. 31.8 points a game they're averaging on the road. Now Nyheim Hines and the Indianapolis Colts are going to be a problem for that Packers run defense, but I'm going with the Packers. I'm going plus two. I actually see plus 1.5 right now, but I'm going Green Bay right here.
All right, listen, here's what I want you to do. We're already behind. I want you to tighten these things up.
Okay.
Sort of tough to get a read on either Tennessee or Baltimore this season.
Mm-hmm.
Both are solid. Seemingly neither are what they were. What are you doing with that game?
Yeah, they're not, because both of them are not at their best right now. The Ravens struggled against the Pats last week. The Titans, though, they've lost three of their past four, and it seems like the two quarterbacks, you know, a lot of people think the league's kind of adjusting to Freaky L and Tannehill. Analytics and numbers like the Ravens, I saw earlier this week at plus 6.5 for the Titans. It's moved all the way down to plus 5. I'd still hit that. I like the Titans. Their defense has struggled this year, but they're getting better on third downs. And plus last year, Derrick Henry ran over all these guys in the divisional loss there. The Ravens still allow 4.5 yards per carry to each runner in the NFL, and Brandon Williams is out this week. I think the Cookie Monster, Calais Campbell, he isn't practicing right now, so he might not go either. I'm going to go with the Titans plus the points, Jim. I got plus 6.5.
Would you go as low as plus 5, though?
I would. Yep, I'm going Titans here.
Washington-Cincinnati. That game, like, it doesn't sound like much, but I'm interested in the game. Any game where Joe Burrow is chucking it around. Does the game interest you at all? Are you going to hit that game?
It does interest me. I'm hitting Ron Rivera. I'm giving up the point. I'm minus 1 there. Washington is a touchdown better this season at home, and they're even better with Alex Smith back there. Now, they can't block, but they welcome the league's worst pass rush, worst defense probably. The Bengals have 11 sacks in 9 games. Big Ben torched them last week. I like Alex Smith to do the same this week. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum there, the Washington pass rush is probably the best in the NFL right now, and Joe Burrow's line can't block, so only Carson Wentz has actually been sacked more than Burrow, and he's been pulled down 32 times already this season, so I'm going to go Washington minus 1 and Alex Smith on this one, Jim.
All right, so really quickly, Deck, run me down the 3 picks overall in case somebody jumped in late. We talked about 3 games. What are they again? Just give me the pick.
Packers plus 2 over Indy, Titans plus 5 to plus 6 over Baltimore, and then Washington minus 1 against Cincinnati.
Okay, so those are your 3 picks, and they're for entertainment purposes only. Is there anything else you're looking at this weekend? Any other matchup that interests you?
There's one more interesting matchup to me, Jim. In honor of the Joe Judge v. Mark Colombo workplace violence, I've actually got some odds on Ritt v. Hawk. Now, the early odds are on Ike as a minus 220 favorite to give Pigeon them hands. And personally, I like the old man here, Jim. He's got combat experience. He fought in many wars and Bird. His stamina, it's a little increasingly declining since Drytober or whatever geek name that he came up with online. He's sobering up October, but not November. Due to win quickly. I got to hit Eisenhower here. I think he's going to take this fight to the ground, Jim, and give those birds them hands. Yeah, that's what I got here.
This is absolutely incredible.
Game on.
All right, so
I do have some worries, though, Jim. I mean, you know.
Talk to me.
Yeah, so
it is your segment. Finish the thought, man. Hawk is in shock. Hawk can't even believe what's going on here. Man,
my only worry.
What are your concerns?
My biggest concern is the time of the day for this fight. The old man's hot chocolate and cocoa and sugar could wear off by 2 o'clock, and usually 2 o'clock, and usually it's nap time by that time. But outside of that, I still like Ike. I mean, if the 34th president of the United States could plan and execute battlefield plans, he could take Bird's back and choke his ass out. Minus 220, best bat of the entire week. Put it on Ritt. The Bird's going to sleep. Game sleeping on. Let's do this, Ritt.
This is absolutely amazing. Of all the matchups that you have broken down since we started this segment, that is far and away the best one. And it's great, but here is my question.
Son, your ego is that true? Your body can't cash.
Seriously, your ego is writing checks that your body can't cash now, and you got a big head. My question is this. Was that for entertainment purposes only, or can we find a site where you can get action on jungle workplace violence where the old man is actually minus 220?
I think you can find a site. It's out there. It's under you. It's right underneath UFC 255. It says Ritt v. Hawk, minus 220 plus 180.
Finally.
Hit Ritt.
Hawk, what's the matter with you, man? I mean, for all the abuse you've taken in the 4 years you've been here, I've never seen you so befuddled. Do you need to jump in on this? You want part of this? I'll give you equal time. I think that is some of the best work that he's ever done. Why do you look so angry?
Well, first off, what the hell is he talking about? A hypothetical Donnybrook between me and Ritt? And then second, to question my stamina against Ritt? I ran a marathon twice and recently. A marathon that James Kelly said I couldn't do in under 5 hours, which I did. So he's coming on doubting me again?
What do you mean he's right there?
That was in March.
Address him with it. He's still on the air.
That was in March, Hawk.
Well, James, nothing has changed except I've lost 30 pounds and I'm way better off than I was then.
That was in March, Hawk.
Dude.
Honestly, James,
Eisenhower has made a career out of whooping ass. He's going to have no problem with your young ass.
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at you. What the hell? You're just dreaming up me and Ritt fighting and you don't have me in that fight? You suck. Honestly, dream day.
All right, first of all, he's not dreaming up anything. He's basing it on the workplace violence, the alleged workplace violence between Joe Judge and Mark Colombo. So he's not dreaming this up.
I want to fight against Kelly now. Forget Ritt. I'm skipping Ritt. I'm calling you out, Kelly.
Boys. Handle no eyebrows first. Work on that diet job.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. All right.
An amazing job by James Kelly. Wow, that was some kind of segment. You didn't see that coming, did you, fellas? Did not see that coming, did you? James Kelly, if you need him. This is why we do big head bets. I'm so glad I said to him, hey, listen, is there anything else that you would like to discuss? Is there anything else? Yeah, apparently he had something else. Let's get some reaction. Carl tweets, did James Kelly just earn a golden ticket? I don't know, man. I think he earned a guest host spot. A golden ticket wouldn't do it justice. That was James Kelly out of nowhere saying, in terms of workplace violence, if there was a fight between Hawk and Ritt, I've got the old man. Not only did he pick him, but he laid out why. All right, that's the hardest I've laughed in a while. James Kelly. Coming up now, our third and final hour of the week, your reaction to it. I've got Rashard Higgins coming up at 20 past. Ritt's never been happier. Ritt's just got his dukes up. He's ready to square up.